أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ فرقنا بكم البحر فأنجيناكم وأغرقنا آل فرعون وأنتم تنظرون. In these verses, Allah تبارك وتعالى is reminding the Bani Israel of the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had conferred to them. And in the next few rukus of the surah, this theme continues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning different incidents of the Bani Israel. So yesterday we mentioned when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was born, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam's mother was worried as to what will be the plight of this child, because the baby boys were being slayed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired her that when you fear that the army of Fir'aun are going to come and take this child away, then place him in the river Nile. So one night, she puts the child in a box, and she puts the box into the river Nile. This was the yaqeen and conviction she had, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired her, and this will be now the protection of this child. Look at the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fir'aun comes out in the morning to witness the sunrise on the banks of the river Nile, and he sees this box floating. So he realizes this is something unusual, something abnormal, and he sends someone to bring it, and here this beautiful baby comes out from this box, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. In fact, ulama explain that the name also is related to this incident, because Mu in their language meant water, and Sa was trees. So he was found in the water in between the trees. That's why he was given that name of Musa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed a special attraction on this child, a beauty, a love. وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. That anyone looked at him, they just fell in love with him. And Hazrat Asiya said immediately, لَا تَقْتُلُوهُ. Don't kill him. أَسَىٰ أَيَنْفَعْنَا أُنَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدُوا وَهُمْ لَا يَشُرُونَ. Maybe this child will benefit us. We will keep him as our own child. And they never realized that this was the child that was going to topple the kingdom of Fir'aun. So here the child comes into the palace and everyone is excited. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system again, the child has to drink milk. So they're calling in for different foster mothers. The child is not accepting the milk of any foster mother. Doesn't want to drink. Trying one woman, another woman, just doesn't want to drink. Around this time, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam's sister, who was also a young girl, she also came because she knew what was happening. And she told them that, should I not show you someone that will look after this child? And they wish well for the king. And she praised her mother, my mother's milk is very good, and no child refuses her milk. And they call the mother in, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam's mother. And she starts feeding the child, and immediately the child starts drinking from her. So they're just thinking, still their mind is not going to this, that this is the mother of this child. So then Fir'aun told her, why don't you stay here in the palace and breastfeed this child? She said, no, but I've got other children as well. It'll be difficult for me to stay here. I will take him home and I'll breastfeed him. And yeah, she goes, takes the child back home. So the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna raduhu ilayk, we're going to bring this child back to you. So she takes the child back home, and alhamdulillah, this is now Hazrat Musa alayhi salam's incident. So this continues then. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is, as he grows up, then he goes back into the palace of Fir'aun, and he is reared and brought up in the palace of Fir'aun. And then As he gets older, he also realizes that he is from the Banu Israel, the Israelites, and his people are being oppressed. I just don't wish to give the details, but very shortly, there was something that happened where there was an argument between a Coptic and an Israelite. The Coptic was trying to force the Israelite to do something. So Hazrat Musa Islam intervened, and then the Coptic told him that, "I'll make you do it if you intervene." Fawakazahu Musa, Musa alayhi salam just gave him one punch, and that was there, and the Coptic died. Eventually, when Fir'aun found out about this, then he sent people to get Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and that's when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam left Egypt, and then he went to Madian, and there he came in contact with Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam. He got married to the daughter of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam, and 10 years later he comes back to Egypt. And on his way back, by the Mount Tur, he sees a light. He thinks that he can get fire because he lost his way. He needed some fire. He needed to get some warmth, to get some brightness. And that was actually a celestial light. And he went there, and that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conferred nubuwat to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with some miracles and told him, go back to Fir'aun and go and now invite him towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salam goes back to Fir'aun, and this whole discussion happens among them, and he shows him the miracle, he shows him the asa, he shows him the radiant hand, the bright hand, but Fir'aun is not prepared to accept. So Fir'aun then holds this huge contest wherein he calls thousands of magicians. He said, this is all magic. What you're doing is magic. And thousands of magicians he brings, the most powerful magicians of the time. And then when they see the miracle of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, then they all fall into sajda and they say that we also bring iman in the Rabb of Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun alayhi salam. But Fir'aun still doesn't accept. He still doesn't want to accept. Ulama explain that Fir'aun, at some point, he was seriously considering to accept the message of Hazrat Musa a.s. because he witnessed the miracles. He's seen all this with his own eyes. But it was Haman that stopped him. So how important it is who you take as your advisor. Before the kings, they would always keep wazirs, they would have advisors. So the king makes any decision, he calls his advisors. And then he makes a decision. Now we just make decisions. We don't think we need to ask anyone. We don't think we need to make mashwara. That's our condition now. But those days, even the kings too, when they had to make decisions, especially when it was major decisions, they did not take an independent decision. Rather, they had advisors. But unfortunately for Fir'aun, he had the wrong wazir. He had the wrong advisor. So if you're in contact with the wrong people, you're going to get the wrong advice. And maybe you won't even realize in this dunya, but when you go in the akhirat, you'll realize, I was in contact with the wrong people, and they gave me the wrong advice. So that was the downfall of Fir'aun. And on the contrary, they say Dhul-Qarnayn was a very powerful king. One of the four kings who ruled the entire world. His wazir and his advisor was Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam. That was the secret of how Dhul-Qarnayn was so successful, because he took the right advice. He sat in the company of the right people. Remember, this is an era of fitna. It's a time of people's confusion. People are confused. People are lost. People are misguided. You cannot get into the wrong company in this day and time. You cannot affiliate yourself to the wrong people. Because if you're going to affiliate yourself to the wrong people, you're going to get the wrong advice and you will have no direction. So this Fir'aun continued with his oppression and carried on killing the babies. And the Bani Israel came back to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and they told him, before you came also we were oppressed. Now we are still oppressed. But he told them, just be patient. and istainu billahi wasbiru, seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance and exercise sabr and patience. Any situation, seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance, ask Allah for help and make sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will definitely come, inshallah. We'll continue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.